I wanted to introduce my very special guest, Dr. Molly Brinkman, who is a veterinarian, small animal veterinarian. She's the medical director of Beecham Animal Hospital in Franklin, Tennessee. She's also a content creator and a speaker. And so, Molly, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, so am I. And I know you're busy, and I know that, you know, you're getting a lot of feedback from the from this event. But let's just talk about you for the first bit. And I always like to know how you got into veterinary medicine, and then what sort of life changes or life opportunities arose that allow you to do what you're doing right now.
I've always wanted to be a veterinarian. That was always my goal and my dream. Even as a little kid, I grew up around animals in sort of agricultural settings on the family farm and riding horses. So that was always what I wanted to do. I went to undergrad and vet school at the University of Tennessee, had a wonderful experience in both places, but I didn't get into vet school the first year I applied. And so I took a year off in between. I came home. I worked full time as an assistant, actually at Beecham Animal Hospital, where I now practice, which is really cool, full circle sort of moment. But I learned a whole heck of a lot about small animal private practice. At the time, I thought I wanted to be a dairy vet. So I went to vet school, and I actually was an equine vet. I did a surgical equine internship in Western Colorado after vet school. Thought I wanted to be a horse surgeon, definitely changed my mind after getting into my internship. I loved equine medicine, but I also, there was a small animal practice there too, and I loved it also. And so I ended up staying on there and did mixed practice. And then we moved back to Tennessee. I guess it's been about 7 years, 6.5 years now. And I tried to do mixed practice here for a while. It didn't go very well. So I've been doing small animal only for the last 6 years, and I love it, and I love veterinary medicine, and I love my job. And a couple years ago, I started doing this crazy social media thing, and I thought I was just going to educate people about their pets, and then I got this wacky idea to pretend to be dog breeds as humans, and it went viral, and here we are. There you go.
That's how we got awesome. Here. Awesome. I guess COVID had nothing to do with that.
It didn't. No, it was after the bad part of COVID. My friend Matt McGlasson, he got started during COVID, and so he's a couple years ahead of me. But it would have been a great thing to do during COVID. Wish I had thought about it then, but.